The exhibit includes such iconic football memorabilia as the first Lombardi Trophy. Old newsreel audio is played over the speakers as visitors stroll through. Those visitors normally would have gone to the team's Hall of Fame, but that's closed due to construction.
It's going to be a starting point of a fantastic 2014.
Beth Lemke is the interim director of the Neville. Last year, 55,000 people came to the museum. She expects that number to increase dramatically, but can't make predictions.
I hope to see it skyrocket. We want our parking lot full. We want people to come and access us. We don't have an upcharge. We have our standard admission fee.
Lemke and the Packers say it was an easy decision to loan the artifacts to the museum. Kramer Rock is a Hall of Fame board member and recently retired as chair of the Neville Public Museum Foundation. He says museums shouldn't be judged solely by attendance, but he adds curators have to connect with the community. By that token, he says the Hall of Fame exhibit just made sense.
Just can only help because there are an amazing number of people that you'll casually hear. You know, I haven't been at the Neville in probably 10 years when the kids were young. There's always this perception, you got to take the kids to the museum. And then when all of a sudden they don't want to be around you anymore, guess what? You don't go to the museum anymore.
The Hall of Fame display is expected to remain for a year. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.